That's my wonder. He gets all them songs, don't you?
I think he writes some of them. That reminds me when we was youngins. He'd come home from a furlough and he could play a guitar back in. And me and Marshall, we'd always get in there, let's play. We were trying to learn how. Never did learn like that, but anyway, we tried. Got your Bibles, turn with the Psalms, chapter number 130. Actually, going back up in there this morning. I'm going to read two other verses first. Good to see you. Good to be back in the house of the Lord, and may the Lord richly bless you. You didn't get here accidentally. You had the purpose. Put forth some effort to come. We thank you for coming. And may the Lord richly bless you for it. So before we read in the book of Psalms, we'll back up from Hebrews chapter number 9. We'll read two verses of scripture, then go to Ephesians 1, read a verse or two. And you probably won't have to guess. It's amazing to me. We'll sing a song about that redemption. Well, that's what I'm looking at this morning. Look in Hebrews 9, verse number 11 and 12. But Christ, being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats or calves, by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. He'd obtained it. Thank God it's eternal. You know what I like about that? I ain't had to worry about it running out. It's eternal. Thank God. Don't have to go every year like the Old Testament times, shedding them blood of calves and goats. But his own blood, he went in there, into that veil. Now back up in Ephesians chapter 1, read a verse there. There's a lot of places you could read. It's full of it. The word is. Let's begin reading verse number 4. According to you have chosen us in him. You know when God chose us in Christ? Before the foundation of the world. Didn't catch him by surprise. Adam fell in the garden. Before the foundation of the world that we should be holy. There it is. And without blame before him in love. Having predestinated us unto adoption. Our children by Jesus Christ himself. According to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein, I like this, he made us accepted in the beloved. That's the only way you can be accepted. No other way. It's in the beloved. Who is the beloved? Well, you know who he is. That's the Lord. In whom, it's in him, we have redemption. How? Through his blood. The forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Hallelujah. We have redemption and forgiveness of sins. Well, this is what Psalms are talking about. Back up with me to Psalms 130. The old preacher said he backed into his text, and here it is. Chapter number 130, begin reading. I'll just read a few verses. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attended to the voice of my supplications. If thy Lord shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? I can tell you, absolutely nobody. You can't stand before him, neither be accepted apart from Christ. You may be as good as gold, but it's not good enough for the pureness that he's looking for. It's all in Christ. He said, verse number 4, but there is forgiveness with thee. Thank God for that. That thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waited for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy. Already read where there's forgiveness of sins. mercy. And boy, I like this. With him is plenteous redemption. Plenty of it. And he should redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Hallelujah. So notice verse number 7. Let Israel hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there's mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. Would you pray with us this morning? Father, we're grateful for the opportunity. Just having an opportunity to come share your word again. Blessed God. We know that you've been laying on our hearts for days now. And I pray you'd speak to us and through us this morning. I pray for Holy Ghost conviction. I pray that you'd convert those that one here, if there's one here this morning, never been converted, born again into the family of God. I pray that they may realize this morning that redemption's real. You bought, paid the price that we could have eternal life. And Lord, I ask you this morning to hide us behind the cross of Calvary. Speak to us and through us only that you have us to speak. Reveal your word to us. We pray, our Father, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, he didn't say he's no short on redemption, did he? In fact, if I read that right, it's plenty of it. Plenteous. Plenteous redemption. But he said in the verses up above that he said, if the Lord marked iniquity, who should be able to stand? No one. That's what he's really saying there. If the Lord made us give account of ourselves outside of the Lord Jesus Christ, is what he's really saying. Outside of redemption, outside of forgiveness of sin, outside of the mercy of God, we would not be able to stand before an holy God. There's no way. He's too holy. That's why he said over in the book of Hebrews, in the book of Ephesians, we're reading, he's called us unto holiness, but we have to come through the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody said, I can't live a separated life. I can't live a life for God. You can't apart from him, but you can through him. It's not I that live, the Apostle Paul said in Galatians 2:20, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but not I, but Christ liveth in me. He said, the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. That's a Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. In this passage of Scripture, you'll find that it's all in the Lord Jesus Christ. He loved us. I wonder sometime how in the world did he love us so much, but he did. He loved us and gave us his only begotten Son. Listen, redemption is one thing. Thank God for redemption. Oh, yeah. I was talking about a little bit about it a while ago. That's why I was on my heart. I couldn't hush. But you know what? We sung that song about redemption, that verse number 3, about redemption. I want to thank God for redeeming me. He paid the price, the book of Job said. Amen. He said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. And I say, you know what he said? Though skin worm devour this body of mine, yet in my flesh I will see God. And so I want to try to share with you a few things God laid upon my heart this morning. Yet God has redeemed us. He's redeemed. What's he redeemed? May I say, first of all, that whatever God redeems, he will have. Listen, he don't pay a price for something and not have it. I'm glad for that. Glory to God. You know what the Bible said? What did God redeem and who did he redeem? You find it all through the Scripture. You find it through the Old Testament. You find it through the New Testament. But in redemption. Oh yeah, the Bible said even in one of the Gospels, Jesus said the Son of Man come not. He come to seek and to save. And he also said he come not to be ministered to, but to minister. And the Bible said also along that same verse, what it says, he came to give his life for what? A ransom. He paid the ransom. We's in debt. We's in sin. We's in bondage. And he came and bought us back. Glory to God through his precious blood. The power and the blood of Jesus Christ bought us and redeemed us and paid that price. Glory to God. To listen, that we might have be freed from our sin, delivered from it, thank God, and set free. And so Jesus came to pay that supreme sacrifice. I'm glad that he did. That's why there's forgiveness with him. It says mercy. Read that passage of Scripture. Thank God in the Lord there's forgiveness. In the Lord there's mercy. And then in him there's plenty redemption. Thank God. You better pray. Listen, you better thank God for that redemption price that was paid. That's what got you out of your sins if you out. If you're not out of them, praise God, that's the only thing going to get you out. Nothing else is. I can tell you what I did before I ever got converted. I'm going to wrestle this thing out. I'm going to do it. I'm going to quit this. I'm going to quit that. Never quit anything. Didn't have no power. Weak. But glory to God. At August 9, 1965, you know what God did? I never knew it was so good. I don't know why. I thought to myself, why in the world was I running from this? Hallelujah. You'll say the same thing if he gets you. He bought me. I didn't know what all was going on. And I didn't know. I couldn't tell you very much that's in the Bible. But I knew one thing. When I prayed God be merciful to me, a sinner, I found he's merciful to sinners. And you know what? He forgave me my sins. Give me a new life. Brand new. And I looked back over and I said, God, I want to thank you. I'm so glad that you saved me when you did. Oh, somebody said, I could have kept running. I won't know about you, but I couldn't run no further. Somebody said, I don't believe in that overpowering of God. Well, he overpowered me. Huh? Thank God he did. And if you ever get in, the Bible said, no man come to the Father, say him that sent me what? Draw him. You know what was drawing me that night? Been drawing me and dealing with me, not running. But you know what God said? It's time. He called me. He'd already called me. I didn't know it. He'd already ordained me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, who did Christ, what did he die? Listen, who did he redeem? First of all, I want to say he redeemed the souls of his people. Hallelujah. He sure did. He redeemed them. Well, I'm going to say this, and it probably shock you, but let me say it a different way, and you understand it better. He redeemed the souls of his elect. Some people around there, I don't like that. Well, go to the Word of God and argue with him. I don't know who the elect are. You hear me? I got to preach to all of them. You know why everybody not been saved? Listen, you said we could do, yeah, if he believed. You know what, who he redeemed? He redeemed his elect. Who's his elect? I tell you who his elect are. I don't know who they are, but they are those that repents and believes. So don't let it shock you. But everyone, I'm going to tell you, he redeemed. It coming. It's going to be a number, the Bible says, and no man can number of all kindreds and tongues and nations. Eight more people, what you going to think, done died and gone on with the Lord and listened through the ages. And thank God there's still some saving now and still a lot of them saved now. God's going to have his number. Thank God he's redeemed the souls of his people. I'm glad he did, glory to God. And what he redeemed, he will bring it to pass. You don't frustrate. You don't frustrate the promises and the provisions and the God's sovereign and grace and mercy. He will bring it to pass. God will. I don't know about you, that shouting ground. If you ever get a hold of you, that nothing's ever appeared unto God new. He knows all things. You'll shout too. Somebody said, do you know when you was going to bow? He exactly knew it. I didn't. But he knew when it was coming. Hallelujah. So God redeemed through his son, listen, his people. And you know what else? You can just put them in there. Infants. Where they go? Psalmist David said he's going where his was. Children do they come to the age of capability? You know what God does sometimes? I see it different than I used to. You know what? I see it different about my own son than I used to. You know what God did? He took him home. He didn't have to stay in this old body, the old body he had. And wrestled and fight and couldn't get, no relief. But God took him home. I got a baby sister God took home 80-something years ago. You know what I was saying about her the other day? I've never seen her, but I will one day. And you know what happened? You know what God did? I'll tell you what God did. You know what he did? He said, come on up here. You ain't going to have to go through this whole world. Just come on up here. That's what happens to babies sometimes. But you mark them down, they in that redeemed. And I'm going to tell you something. You better been better off to die as a baby than live to be 100 years old and keep rejecting Christ. You hear me? And then some of you here has lost babies. You don't hear me ever say much about it? We got one over. Carol had a miscarriage. She said, was it? Yes, sir. In the moment of conception, no matter if it ain't been but 2 or 3 months, it's a real person. I never seen that one. I don't know if it's a boy or girl. I figured it was a boy. I'll find out one day. So if I had one, it was probably fixing to have another. God said, no, I'm going to carry him on. You know what he can do? He's sovereign. And you know what he can do? He can decide to leave us in like he did me. But he can carry us home when he gets ready. Hallelujah. God done told me plainly why he left me here. He said, you got some more preaching to do. I want to get at it. Not just on Sundays. Not just on Wednesday nights. Not just at revivals. But every day. Got to preach. Amen. He said, I'm not no preacher. I tell you what you are, though. You're epistle read and read and known of all men. Some people don't read this book. They read in your life. And all of us are epistles written and read and known of all men. What's epistle? Part of that book. Sure is. So what did God redeem? He redeemed the souls of men. There's something else he redeemed. He redeemed our first inheritance that we lost in Adam. I got to think about it. I wish I could talk to Adam. Adam, what did you have? I can hear him say. I had a crown one time. I sure did. He was king of the earth. He was first Adam. And the animals would bow down to him. Sure would. He was ruling and reigning. Had authority. In fact, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't the Bible say he named them? Named them animals? Adam, what'd you lose? He lost his inheritance. He lost what God gave him. I tell you something else Adam lost. Adam, what else did you lose? Well, I had a paradise. I had a paradise. Yeah, he did. But listen, we got a second Adam. Glory to God. Now we're kings. And you said, well, I ain't no king. Yeah, well, we priest and king in Christ. What else are we? He said, I had a paradise. Glory to God, we got one waiting for us. You said, what about an inheritance he lost? We got one in too. We got one that's incorruptible and undefiled that faded not away. It's reserved in heaven. We got a paradise waiting on us. Thank God far beyond the first paradise. Adam lost. So he lost all the inheritance, the paradise. He lost all that. But listen, he redeemed it back for us. Whew. That don't excite you, does it? Woo! Wouldn't take much to shout on that. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to move on quick this morning. You know what else? He redeemed. Redeem these bodies. You know this body is waiting, what? For redemption. But the price has been paid. You said, what's the surety of it? He got up. His resurrection. That's the surety of it. He got up. Resurrection. Christ has redeemed this body. Yes, he has. Glory to God. And you know what? One of these days, that's what he said over in one. I can't remember what exactly these verses are, but they're running in my heart right now. One of them says, he'll change our vile body and fashion into his glorious body like him. John 2:28 said, well, we know what we shall be, but we know when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we're going to see him as he is. We're going to be transformed. We're not going to befit them that are asleep. And they ain't asleep. The body's asleep. That's what's sleeping. They ain't much alive. But We're not going to prevent them, Brother Larry. But they go, the Bible said the dead in Christ shall rise first. What about them and ain't in Christ? They're going to lay there another 1,000 years. What they going to do? Them bodies are. But dead in Christ going to get up. And we're going to meet them in there. Because Christ redeemed the body. He did. I had an uncle, you heard me tell it, went missing at sea. My mama's sister's husband. He worked on a boat for years. And all of a sudden, he disappeared. I never did believe he'd been on that thing all that time. Don't believe he jumped over on purpose, and don't believe he fell over. They never found out what happened. Never found him. Of course, they turned around when they missed him and went, but never found him. Never found his body. We had a memorial service for him. But you know what? The Bible said the sea gave up the dead. So that body's redeemed if you're a believer. Amen? And it had to give it up. He said, that don't sound right. Get, where are they at? Fish may eat them. No matter. You may have gone back to the dust of the earth too. Look how long some people have been buried. But God redeemed that body. And what he redeemed, he will have. But it's going to be a different body when he comes forth. Glory to God. Won't be like, I mean, it, I think it's going to resemble, listen. Well, I tell you something else Adam lost. He lost the image of God. God made him in his image, made us in his image. And I won't tell you what. When he disobeyed God in that garden, and we can't say nothing. If I'd have been there, you'd have been there. You'd done the same thing. We inherited that old Adam in nature. We inherited all that we lost in him. But thank God he redeemed it back. I hope it gets you excited when you go home. What it redeemed us for. And that it redeemed us, he will have. That's why I would unquote that verse, get ahead of myself sometimes. Job said, he said, though the skin worm devour this body, he said, yet in my flesh I'll see God. You know what he's talking about when he's saying all that? I know that my Redeemer liveth. See, he said, I know I've been redeemed. Not only my soul, my spirit, but also my body. And though the skin worms, and that's what happens, worms eat up these old bodies sometimes. That'll make no difference. Job said, though they do it, I'm still going to get up. I'm still going to see God face to face. Because that's my Redeemer. So redeemed our bodies. But I got to move on quickly. Not much. Something else the Lord laid on my heart. He redeemed this world. We're under a curse now. And the old creation is groaning. But don't you one thing. Tell it, brother. Waiting for the redemption. There you go. It's what it's waiting on. Whew. He done paid the price. He hung on this old earth. Crucified. I'm going to tell you something. You go to say in the Bible, worlds we know now is gone. He's going to create new heavens and new earth. He's going to remake her. But you look at some places, you find that scripture. You've got to rightly divide it. World without end. I believe, listen, he's going to come. For 1,000 years, he's going to reign. You know what? Glory to God, I'm looking forward to it. I hope he'll let me be right here in town. Hey, ain't no telling what he's going to do. I don't think you've seen me off up there in New York. I ain't never been up there. No. I believe he's going to let him come back to Holmes County. You said, you talking crazy. No, I ain't either. I know a lot of people around here. More of them knows me than I know them. I talk to them every day near about it. Couldn't tell you their name. I've seen them, know them. I just tell them my name. Don't come to me too easy. But God may send us back here. Probably you too. I'd just be glad. And what he's going to do? He's going to put some over so many cities and some over this and some over that. Won't be no more crooked government. Amen? That's right. That's right. I've had people through the years, won't you run for this and that? No. I'm running for the Lord. When I got rid of that football, it wasn't too long, I got this on my hand. I'm running for him. I'd rather count my friends, hadn't you? I mean, I'd rather just thank thee there. Hey, God's got something for you, too. I'm going to tell you something. If he tarries along, you'll see this church full over here. We headed some rough waters. Amen. And if the Lord takes me home before he comes, I'm going to come back and haunt somebody if they go this modern stuff. You mark her down. You better watch out. You know what I'm saying? Baby did book. Preach the word. Be it an in season, out of season. So thank God he's not only redeemed these bodies, not only redeemed these souls and redeemed our inheritance back, he's redeemed this world. Going to change it one day. Hallelujah. Be a whole big difference when the devil's bound. You know what, for 1,000 years, can you imagine living with the devil putting a pit with a chain on him? It's going to be a good time. But he can't be redeemed this earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why I'm looking for that new Jerusalem to come down upon it and sit down. It's going to be a wonderful time. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something. You said, how could I know I can get there? Well, you're going to have to really realize you're one of the redeemed. And you got to confess your sins. You say, well, I don't know why I'm redeemed or not. I'll tell you how you know. If you come this morning, you repent of your sins, and God grants you faith to believe, you can say, glory to God, he's redeemed me. And you can't sit back and say, I'm figured out whether I'm one of them or not. You say, I'm going to see if I'm one of the chosen. I'm going to see if I'm one of the elect. That's too far beyond us to imagine. But I tell you, it's not too far. For the simple come. He died to redeem all those souls that have come to him that will repent, brother, and believe. Don't wait till you see something. It's faith. Someone said, you see all this surfing? Well, by faith I do. I see it. I ask people all the time, do you see anything while you're almost dead? I didn't see nothing. Y'all didn't let me see one thing. Some people do. Some people see them angels come getting right then. Some people, when they start to die, see things. But I pondered on that. But then I said, I don't believe God will let me see it. If he had, I might not want to stay here. Paul saw some stuff. You know what he said? He got a glimpse into the third heaven. But Raymond, you know what he said? He said, I can't utter it. I can't even tell it. Too marvelous and wonderful. He saw it. Huh? It's real. Yeah. Yes, it is. So he died to redeem the souls. He died to redeem our bodies. He died to redeem our inheritance that Adam lost in the garden. And he died to redeem this old sin curse world. And the curse to be lifted. Glory to God. And be a whole different world to live in. Sure will. Hey, and that ain't even counting New Jerusalem coming down from above. Whew, that city, four square, streets of gold, gates of pearl, hallelujah, walls of jasper, hallelujah. It's going to be a beautiful place. It's a mansion. I've seen a few mansions, but ain't nothing like this one. Huh? It's wonderful. Would you stand with me this morning? Thank you.